Captain's Log Supplemental. Sheesh, did I mess up at the end of the last episode or what? Yeah, on a lark, at the end of episode 578, I asked Google who the Savior is. When Google gave me the answer, what I heard was she got it from ldiaz.org. But when my wife said that she heard lds.org, I thought she misheard it. So I did the search on my phone again, and sure enough, the reference was to lds.org. Okay, no, I am not, nor have I ever been, a Mormon, nor do I support Mormon theology in any way. If you doubt that, I refer you to my statement of faith at lifespringmedia.com/statement-of-faith. I assure you that my theology is firmly and uncompromisingly orthodox, meaning that I believe what the true Christian church has taught for centuries. I believe that the Bible is the only document that is God-inspired, with no supplemental works added, and every other point that the traditional Christian church has taught. Now, as I re-listened to the statement from the last show, and sure enough, if I had not been tired in just tacking that last part at the end of the last show on at the last minute, I would have picked up the error in what Google reported from the LDS.org link. Most of the statement was correct, except for that last bit. And I'm not going to get into a long dissertation on the errors, the fatal errors of Mormon theology here, because that's not what the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is all about. That's a completely different show. Just know that it was a mistake, and I'm very sorry that I was not more discerning. As a matter of fact, I've gone back and taken that bit off the end of episode 578 so that there's no confusion for folks that download the episode in the future. Again, I'm sorry for that confusion or concern on your part that Steve has lost his salvation or his ever-loving mind. I blew it. And now, back to your regular programming.